In political terms, it's not too difficult to figure out who the winners and losers are after yesterday's rescue operation. Colombian President Álvaro Uribe emerges triumphant and the FARC rebels much diminished. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
Only last week, President Uribe was immersed in a politically charged controversy over whether he should be allowed to seek a third term in office in 2010. Now he has scored the political victory of a lifetime. William Leogrand is dean of the School of Public Affairs at American University in Washington.
The rescue is a real coup for President Uribe. It's a dramatic event. It demonstrates the capacity of the government, and it also demonstrates the weakness of the FARC, since this rescue was possible because of a high-level penetration of the FARC leadership by Colombian intelligence services. So this is a very serious blow politically for the FARC.
And the FARC was already in trouble. Three of its leaders died recently. There have been huge protest marches against the group. An ally, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, told the group it was time to disband. Colombia expert Adam Isaacson of the Center for International Policy in Washington says the guerrilla group has actually been in decline since the late 1990s, before President Uribe even came to power.
They sowed the seeds of their own destruction by getting involved in the drug trade, which was as a huge corrupting influence, and by just systematically mistreating and abusing the people who should be their base. The poor rural population is just as afraid of the FARC, perhaps more than afraid of the FARC than they were of their own country's army. So that started the slide, and then President Uribe increased the military budget and the size of the presence of the military. And the FARC have not been able to recover from that. They've been pushed to the margins.
In contrast, Isaacson says, President Uribe's position is only reinforced by the apparently flawless rescue operation.
It was already riding on a wave of 82% popularity, according to the polls in Colombia. And, of course, now he's walking on water once again for most Colombians. So he's now is his moment if he wants to make a political push for a third term.
Uribe himself has tried to strike a magnanimous and even conciliatory tone toward the rebels in his public remarks since the rescue.
Estamos interesados en la libertad de los secuestrados.
We're interested in freeing the hostages, not spilling blood, Uribe said. Secondly, there are compatriots who are still in captivity, he went on. We want to send a message so that they are treated well and return to freedom. That's another reason we did not fire a shot during the rescue operation. And so that the FARC understands our policy of democratic security is not an end in itself, but a path toward peace, toward total peace. The Colombian military had help from the United States in the operation, according to U.S. officials. William Leogrand of American University thinks that will help validate U.S. policy in Colombia.
Counterinsurgency doctrine in the United States these days puts a really strong emphasis on intelligence as a critical component of successful counterinsurgency. So no question that's been an important element of the U.S. aid package, and here's an instance where it's paid off.
But Adam Isaacson is more skeptical. He says most U.S. aid to Colombia goes to the drug war, where there's been little to celebrate lately. He credits the success of the hostage rescue operation to an expanded military and a generational shift among Colombia's army leaders. He says there's been a change from a focus on big offensives and body counts to smarter intelligence efforts aimed at the guerrilla leadership. Either way, the results are stunning. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.